This is The World in Brief from The Economist. Our top stories. Local media in Israel reported that four people, including relatives of an Israeli held hostage in Gaza, were arrested at a protest in Tel Aviv. The protesters had gathered outside a military headquarters after ceasefire talks between Israel and Hamas broke down on Tuesday. Negotiators had been trying to reach a deal that would free 40 of the remaining 130 hostages captured by Hamas during the October 7th attacks. American officials retrieved the black box from the Dali, a container ship which struck the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore Harbor. Rescuers continued to search the wreckage of the bridge for the remains of six people who are believed to have been killed in the accident. Disruption is expected following the disaster. Baltimore's port handled around $80 billion of foreign cargo last year. Germany's leading economic research groups revised their growth forecast for this year. They slashed their prediction for the country's GDP growth to 0.1%, down from a figure of 1.3% forecast 6 months ago. Germany was the world's worst performing major economy last year, shrinking by 0.3% owing to weak domestic demand and an ailing export sector. The lower chamber of Thailand's parliament passed a bill that paves the way for it to legalise same-sex marriage. The country would be the first in Southeast Asia to do so. The bill must still pass through the country's upper chamber and receive royal assent, but it is widely expected to become law by the end of the year. Disney settled a long legal fight with a board appointed by Ron DeSantis, Florida's Republican governor. For decades, Disney controlled a special district encompassing Disney World. But in 2023, retaliating against Disney's criticism of a law passed by his administration, Mr. DeSantis replaced the district's governing board with his allies. Under the settlement, Disney will drop or pause some litigation and negotiate a development plan with the new board. UBS signed a deal with Apollo, an American asset management firm, to sell $8 billion worth of unwanted loans. The deal concluded an older agreement whereby Apollo agreed to purchase the assets from Credit Suisse, now owned by UBS, in 2022. UBS has tried hard to renegotiate that earlier deal, arguing that the fees agreed by Credit Suisse were too high. A second may need to be subtracted from the year 2029, according to a paper published in Nature, a science journal. The rotation of the Earth had previously been gradually slowing down, but the study explains that its movement is now speeding up and has been doing so since the late 2010s. The change could necessitate the introduction of a negative leap second in order for clocks to remain accurate. And figure of the day, 60%. China's share in the global market for wind turbines as of 2022, according to the Global Wind Energy Council.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.